感谢主，我们继续早上的题目。
And thank God, we will continue with the topic this morning.
啊，听道、信道跟行道。
And listening, believing, and doing.
啊，本来这个题目可以分两节哦。
And so this topic we can separate into two classes.
啊，讲道跟听道。
Which is speaking sermon and listening.
啊，信道跟行道。
And believing and doing.
啊，因为我们聚会完了以后有一个讲道人员的灵修会。
And because after the service today, we have a workshop for the sermon speakers.
啊，高主事会带领讲道的灵的人员呐、啊。啊、做一个进修
and Deacon Cao will be leading this workshop、
啊、所以有关讲道方面呢要注意的事情我就不谈
so in terms of what a sermon speaker should speak I will not mention those points、
啊、我们今天早上谈到这个听道理的重要性
this morning we mentioned the importance of listening to sermons
因为听道是建立我们信仰的基础
Because by listening, you are building on the foundation of your faith.
因为一个人要信道是从听道来的。
And for a person to believe, they have to start from listening.
他说，神的意思啊，就是要我们能够明白真道来得救。
So God's will is for us to understand the truth so we can be saved.
他说，我们相信神的道理，他努力追求，他这个可以让我们得到永恒的救恩。
So if we believe in the teaching of God and we listen to them and pursue them, then we can have the eternal life.
啊，借着听神的道理，也能够让我们分别是非善恶。
Through listening to the sermon, we can distinguish what is good and what is evil.
让我们能够了解什么是正确啊，神所喜悦的。合神旨意的事情
and we can understand what is pleasing in the eyes of God.
啊，所以我们听了神的道，说要用温柔的心呐、啊，啊，把神的道放在我们的心里。
So after we heard His words, we need to have a gentle heart and keep His words in our heart.
啊，所以听了神的道啊，啊，要领受，要相信。
So after you listen, you need to receive and to believe.
啊，相信了以后照着去行啊，就能够蒙福。
If you believe and you have actions, then you will be blessed.
我们来看哥林多前书十四章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
哥林多前书十四章三十一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 31.
说因为你们都可以一个一个的做先知讲道，叫众人学道理，叫众人得劝勉。好，这里讲到说这个讲道的人叫做做先知讲道。
Here it says, for you can all prophesy one by one, so the sermon speaker is a prophet.
先知啊，就是传达神的话。
A prophet is someone that passed down the words of God.
神告诉他什么话，他就讲什么话。
And whatever God tells them to speak, they will speak.
好像撒母耳啊，非常年幼的时候。
Just like when Samuel was young.
他说神就把话语传给他。
God told him his words.
他就把从神领受的话语就告诉以色列人。
And from what Samuel received from God, he told them to the Israelites.
撒母耳所讲的话后来都应验了。
And all the words spoken by Samuel, they were fulfilled.
所以众人就看出说啊，神立撒母耳做先知了。
So the congregation can tell that God had designed Samuel to be a prophet.
所以古时候有祭司啊，传达神的律法，教导百姓律法。
In the old times, there are priests that would teach the words of God to the people.
先知是直接从神领受话语啊来传达给百姓。
And prophets are those that receive the words directly from God, and then they will pass down the message.
主是他们当行的事情。
And they will teach the people what to do.
这个做先知讲道，新约讲道的人说做先知讲道。
So in the New Testament, they are prophets and they speak.
我们现在所讲的信息啊，都是已经神启示在圣经里面了。
So all the teaching we are teaching now have been revealed to us in the Bible.
所以我们按照教会的需要啊， 讲出啊，还能够适合大家啊，对大家有造就的一些道理。
So according to the need of the church, we will speak those that will edify the congregation.
啊，所以这个讲道的人说要按时分量，按需要啊来传达神的话语。
So the sermon speaker will, they will pass down the words of God according to the need.
讲道虽然是一种恩赐。
So even though speaking sermon is a type of gift.
啊，神可以借着圣灵分赐给一些啊讲道的人。
And through the Holy Spirit, God can give these gifts to certain people.
当然是我们也可以求神给我们有讲道的恩赐。
But we can also ask God to give us the type of gift.
所以说啊。你们都可以一个一个学习做先知讲道。
And so that is why this verse says, you can all prophesy one by one.
啊，让众人得到劝勉，得造就。
So that all may learn and all may be encouraged.
所以这个恩赐啊，我们是可以求的。
So we can ask for this type of gift.
啊，所以在十四章的第一节啊，哥林多前书十四章第一节。
First Corinthians chapter 14 verse 1.
说你们要追求爱，也要切慕属灵的恩赐。
Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts.
他说其中更要羡慕的就是做先知讲道。
But especially that you may prophesy.
啊，这个我们可以羡慕。
And this is something that
他也可以求。
This is something that we can pursue after and
ask God to give us. 所以我们看十四章十二节。
Let's read chapter 14, verse 12.
十四章十二节。
14, verse 12.
你们也是如此，既是切慕属灵的恩赐，就当求得得造就教会的恩赐。好，我们爱慕这些属灵的恩赐。
So if you thirst after these spiritual gifts,
啊，我们可以向神求，啊，求神赐给我们，啊，有各样。彼此能够造就啊，能够造就教会的恩赐。
You can pray to God and ask Him to bestow you these gifts so that you may edify our church.
所以保罗说啊，你们都可以一个一个啊啊来做先知讲道。
And that is why Paul say, every one of you can become a prophet.
尤其教会里面呢、啊，这个讲道人员常常觉得很缺乏。
And especially in our church, we often find that the sermon speakers are lacking.
啊，所以我们盼望弟兄姊妹有爱慕这个啊，爱慕这个恩赐。
And so we hope that our brethren can thirst and desire after this kind of gift.
我们再看十四章二十九节。
Let us read chapter 14, verse 29.
十四章二十九节。
14, verse 29.
说注意做先知讲道的。主好两个人或是三个人，其余的就当慎思明辨、哦、这里讲到说呢，讲到他们的聚会可能跟我们现在的方式不太一样。
And so, this verse tells us that perhaps their sermon speaking is different than ours.
我们现在是一节里面呢、啊，就是一个人讲啊，众人都在听。
And so we only have one speaker, and the congregation will listen.
啊，哥林多教会说，当时啊，他们是两三个人讲，轮流讲。
So in the time in the Church of Corinth, they have two or more people to speak.
啊，所以如果我们讲到人员充分的话，有时候也不一定说一个人就从头讲到尾了。
So if we have enough sermon speaker, then perhaps they do not need to speak from the beginning to the end.
啊，有一两个人、两三个人讲。其实也可以了。
It is also okay to have two or three people to speak.
他说有人在讲道的时候啊，啊，其他的人就要慎思明辨。
So verse 29, that two or three people speak and let the other judge.
也就是说要注意听啊，然后用圣经啊啊来分辨。
And so you need to listen carefully and you need to discern them with the Bible.
因为讲道的人一定要按照神的圣言讲。
Because the sermon speaker must speak according to the words of God.
啊，讲道的人不可以谬讲神的道，不可以把神的道讲错了。
And they cannot twist the words of God.
啊，要忠实的传达神的话。
They need to be faithful.
啊，其他的人在听的时候也要分辨。
And so when others listen, you need to discern.
这样才能够对我们有正面上的造就。
Then this will have a positive impact on us.
当然如果说啊，有些人讲道理啊，往往都讲偏差了，不是圣经里面的道理。当然教会就不会让他继续讲了。
So some people, every time they speak, they will go astray and speak other words, then the church will not designate them to speak.
当然有的人啊，像我们早上讲的亚波罗。
Well, some people like Apollos that we have mentioned in the morning.
虽然他有热忱要讲，但是因为他了解的还有限。
Even though he's very zealous to speak, but his understanding is still limited.
那我们就帮助造就他，让他不断的进步，让道理讲得更充实。
Then we will help him and edify him so that he can improve and give a more complete teaching.
所以有时候我们也会安排一些青年来晚上练习讲道，然后慢慢的。再把他们排到安息日会的聚会讲道。
And so we will arrange the youth to start practicing to speak sermons on weekdays, and then we will arrange them to speak on Sabbath.
虽然一开始的时候，可能他们讲的跟我们期待的还不太一样。
So perhaps in the beginning, when they speak, it is not to our hope.
但是盼望我们大家都能够像这个百基拉、亚基拉这样的态度。
But we hope that we all have the attitude of Priscilla and Aquila.
能够给他们有一些练习的机会。
To give them an opportunity to practice.
然后我们大家帮助他。
And then we can all help them.
当他们讲的不是很完整的地方我们可以帮他补充或者是告诉他你哪一个地方可以再进步一点，才可以讲得更好一点。
And so after they speak, we can critique them and help them to improve.
如果我们对这些青年是用这样的态度来帮忙造就他，我们将来就有更多的人才。
And so if we train our youth and edify them this way, then in the future we will have more sermon speakers.
所以教会为着圣工的发展要不断的栽培更多的人力。
So in order for the growth of our church, we need to continue to train these people.
我们也盼望说给青年人弟兄姊妹有更多栽培造就的机会。
And we hope to give these youths more training and more nurture.
我们最近晚上的聚会在谈到那个亚波保罗跟巴拿巴。
And on the weekday services, we were talking about Paul and Barnabas.
因为他们要两个商量要再到以前传道的地方去寻牧教会。
Because they have decided to return back to the places that they have preached before.
结果他们就为着要不要带马可一起去就发生了不一样的意见。
So they have a slight quarrel and different opinions on whether or not to take a Mark.
因为马可第一次跟他们同行的时候。
Because the first time Mark went with them.
走到了半路他吃不了苦就跑回家了。
In the middle of the journey, because he could not take this kind of hard life, he left.
所以第二次要出发的时候巴拿巴说我们把马可顺便带去
So the second time they want to pastor the churches, Barnabas say we can bring Mark.
但是这个保罗就坚决不要。
But Paul refused.
因为马可是一个富家子弟
Because Mark came from a very wealthy background.
使徒行传记载说，当时的教会就是在他们家聚会。
And in the book of Acts, it recorded they used to hold services in their house. So in their home, there is different floors. There's a place for people to congregate.
他们家还有仆人，还有婢女。
And in their household, they have servants and slaves.
所以在这种比较富裕的家庭长大的孩子有时候就比较。没有办法吃苦。
So for someone that grew up in this kind of wealthy background, it is difficult for them to live a hard life.
当时出去传道理的时候生活很不方便，要吃很多苦。
And at their time when you go and preach, it is a very difficult life.
马可因为受不了苦，就跑回家了。
Because Mark cannot experience this type of hardship, so he fled home.
所以保罗就坚决说这个少年人没有办法出苦所以我不要。
So Paul decided because this young man cannot take any hardships, I do not want to bring him.
巴拿巴他有另外的看法。
But Barnabas have a different viewpoint.
虽然他是一个年轻人，吃不了苦。
Even though he is a young man that doesn't want a
difficult
life.
但是我们应该给他更多的机会来栽培造就他。
But we should give him more opportunity to nurture him.
因为你如果认为他吃不了苦就不用了，可能以后就失掉一个人才了。
Because if you do not want to use him just with as one mistake, then we will lose more people.
结果他们两个为着这个马可的问题两种不一样的意见又坚持不下。
So because they both have different viewpoints and opinions.
后来保罗就带了另外一个先知叫做希拉，然后他们出去了。
So later on, Paul decided to take another, to bring Silas with him.
巴拿巴就带着马可走另外一条路。
And Barnabas took Mark and they went their separate ways.
但是我们看到说过了一段时间以后。
But after a period of time, we can see.
保罗挖掘说，这个马可后来也成为一个可造的人才。
And Paul realized that Mark had grown into a very reliable man.
因为巴拿巴慢慢的栽培造就他。
Because Barnabas slowly he nurtures and teach him.
他后来成为彼得的助手。
And in the end, he became the helper to Peter.
所以帮彼得做翻译。
And so he translated for Peter.
从彼得那里听到很多主耶稣的事迹。
And from Peter, he heard many signs and miracles of Jesus.
所以马可就写了第一本的福音书马可福音。
So Mark wrote the first gospel book, which is the book of Mark.
后来保罗在罗马监狱的时候
，And when Paul was in the prison of Rome,
他叫提摩太说：“你赶快来，我们希望能够见一面。”
He sent Timothy to come quickly to see him.
特别交代他说：“你要来的时候，一定要把马可带来。”
And he told Timothy, "When you come, you have to bring Mark."
因为马可在我们宣道的工作对我有很多的帮助。
Because Mark was a very great help to me.
所以后来保罗也承认说这个马可后来经过了栽培以后，还是一个相当好的工作人员。
So in the end, we can all see that after a lot of nurture and teaching, Mark became a very good worker.
一般能力比较强的，对那些软弱的人比较没有办法接纳。
Usually those that have great abilities, they cannot accept those that are weaker.
但是我们应当对教会的一些弟兄姊妹虽然还年轻，或者是他们的恩赐比较少，我们还是要给他们有机会不断的栽培造就他们，他们才会成长。
So we need to give our youth opportunity to grow and to teach them and nurture them.
所以我们看到说后来这个马可经过训练以后就成为一个相当好的工作人员。
So after much training, Mark became a very good important worker.
就是我们在这个工人的造就上面。
And that is on the aspects of training our worker.
然后我们谈到说这个听了道理以后
And we mentioned after listening to the sermon.
我们要慎思明辨，我们要领受。
We need to judge and to discern and to receive.
如果我们拒绝了神的道就失掉很多的福分。
If we abandon the teaching of God, we will lose a lot of blessings.
我们看希伯来书第二章。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 2.
希伯来书二章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1.
二章第一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
说，所以我们当越发郑重所听见的道理，恐怕我们随流失去。第二节。
2.
那借着天使所传的话，既是确定的，凡干犯悖逆的，都受了该受的报应。第三节。
This three。
我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能够陶醉呢？这个救恩起先是主亲自讲的，后来是听见的人给我们证实了。讲到说我们相信接受我们就能够得到福气。
So after we believe and then accept, then we will have blessings.
说我们如果不接受、不相信我们将来会被定罪。
But if we do not accept the teaching and receive them in the future, we will have sin.
在旧约时代，神借着一些先知啊，传达话语。
In the Old Testament, through the mouth of the prophets, God gave them the message.
啊，就是说啊，这也是神的使者啊，天使啊，也一样啊，来帮助这个传道的工作。
So the angels will also help God to proclaim the gospel.
啊，旧约时代如果干犯神的律法，啊，后来就被神拒绝了。
In the Old Testament, if you forsake the teaching of God, you will be abandoned.
啊，所以以色列人跟神立了旧约。
So the Israelites, they have a covenant with God.
说他们后来废掉了跟神的约，所以神就拒绝他们。
And because they have forsake the covenant with God, so they were abandoned by God.
啊，现在主耶稣啊，啊来到世界，重新跟我们立约。
And now Jesus came to this world to set another covenant.
因为他带来了恩典跟真理。
Because he brought with him grace and the truth.
他说这个救恩啊，新约的救恩啊，比旧约更美、更完全啊，将来所得到的福分更大。
And the salvation in the New Testament is more complete, and you will receive more blessings in the future.
从而我们如果忽略了这个救恩啊，就没有办法逃罪，意思就是说会被定罪。
So if we neglect the salvation in the future, we will have sinned.
啊，所以圣经里面说啊，我们不要像以色列人，他们赶不上了。
So we should not be like the Israelites; they were too late.
啊，虽然同样的有道理传给他们。
Even though likewise truth was preached to them.
啊，但是他们没有信心跟所听到的道理来调和。
But they do not have the same faith to receive what is heard.
啊，因为存着不信的恶心啊，啊，所以就把永生的神离弃了。
And because of their unbelief, they have forsaken the one true God.
啊，所以说他们没有办法进到神应许要给他们的安息地。
So they cannot enter into the land of rest that was promised.
啊，我们今天呢，听到了神的道理。
Today, after we heard the words of God,
啊，如果说我们不接受啊，啊，将来要落在审判之下。
If we do not accept them, in the future we will be under God's judgment.
啊，我们看约翰福音的十二章。
Let us turn to John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章。
John chapter 12.
四十七节。
Verse 47.
十二章四十七节。
12 verse 47.
说若有人听见我的话不遵守，我不审判他，我来本不是要审判世界，乃是要拯救世界。四十八节。
48.
拒绝我不领受我话的人，有审判他的，就是我所讲的道，啊，在末日要审判他。主耶稣讲说啊，他第一次来传道里的时候
，Jesus said the first time he came to preach，
啊，是要来拯救人。
He came to save people，
说要让人呐、啊、借着啊听到他所讲的道理来相信得救。
Through listening to Jesus' words, they can come and believe.
所以他是来拯救世界，
而、
不是审判世界。
So Jesus came to save the world, not to judge the world.
所以他第一次来的时候是为我们人类完成了救赎的工作。
The first time he came to complete salvation for us.
啊，那是说啊，如果拒绝不领受我的话的人，将来有审判他的。
But he who rejects Jesus' teaching in the future, he will be judged.
啊，就是主所讲的道要审判他。
So the words of God will judge them.
啊，所以这个神的道啊。啊，就是我们将来审判的标准。
So the words of God are the standard of our judgment.
啊，所以不是人讲的话，而是神的道来审判。
It is not by the words of men we are judged, but by the words of
God. 所以我们领受的是神的道，用神的道做标准。
And so we should use the words of God as our standard.
啊，所以我们不要像古时候的人呐、啊，因为他们放弃了神的道。啊、后来就落在神的审判之下、啊、被神丢弃了。
So we should not be like the people of the old times who reject God and then God will abandon them.
好、啊，我们要把神的道啊存在我们的心中， 啊、悔改相信、啊、来领受神要赐给我们大福气。
We need to keep the words of God inside our heart and to receive them, and God will bless us greatly.
啊、我们除了听道、信道以外，再一个就是要行道。
So apart from listening and believing, we need to have actions.
我们看雅各书一章二十二节。
Let's turn to the book of James, chapter 2, chapter 1, verse 22.
雅各书的一章二十二节。
James, chapter 1, verse 22.
一章二十二节
1:22
说主事你们要行道不要单单听道自己欺骗自己二三节
23
因为听道而不行道的就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目二十四节
24
啊，看见你以后啊，随即忘了他的相貌如何二十五节
25.
唯有详细查看那全被属人著有之律法的，并且时常如此，啊，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在的行出来，就在他所行的事上而来得到福气。哦，所以这里谈到这个行道的重要了。
He tells us the importance of being the doers of the
word. 所以听道理啊，不是好像听到一场演讲说，哇，这个人讲得很好。
So when we listen to the sermon, it is not like listening to a speech.
啊，也不是听一场的音乐会，或者是看一场的表演。
It is not like going to a concert or seeing a performance.
啊，只是满足我们人的欲望。
It is not something that just satisfies our desires.
他说我们听了这个道理啊，目的就是要我们把它行出来。
So the purpose of listening to sermons so that we can become doers of the word.
所以我们看二章十七节。
We read chapter 2 verse 17.
雅各书二章十七节。
Chapter 2 verse 17.
说这样信心若没有行为就是死的。哦，说一个人啊，如果光有身体没有灵魂是没有生命的。
So for a person, if they only have a body but no soul and spirit, they do not have life.
啊，你只有信心啊，只有诸事上的信心之道，但是没有行动啊，付诸的执行啊，说也是没有生命的。
So if you only have faith but you have no actions, then you also do not have life.
所以主耶稣啊，说我凡事都给你们留下榜样。
And so Jesus said, I have set an example for you.
啊，你们要按照我做的，你们就要去做。
You need to do accordingly to what I have done.
所以你们知道这些事情，如果去做了，你们就能够得福气。
So now that you know, if you do them, you will be blessed.
啊，所以听了道理啊，一定要实行啊，啊，才能够真正得福气。
So after we listen to the teaching and the truth, we need to have action so we can be blessed.
啊，所以这个真道啊，最重要的还是把它行出来。
So the most important thing is to be doers of the word.
他说有行出来以后啊，我们的信心啊，我们的信仰啊，才能够有根基啊，才能够真正的建立起来。
And only with having actions can we build on the foundation of
our faith. 我们看马太福音第七章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章二十四节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 24.
马太福音七章二十四节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 24.
所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人，把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹啊，撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基啊立在磐石上。二十六节。
26。
凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人，把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子就倒塌，并且倒塌的很大。哦，说如果听了神的道啊，你没有去行啊，啊，就是没有根基的信仰。
So if you listen to the words of God yet have no action, then this means you do not have a good foundation.
好像一个人啊，把一栋房子盖在沙土上面一样。
Just like a man who built their house on the sand.
啊，那个沙土的根基啊，根本经不起考验。
And if you build your house on the sand, there is no foundation.
有时候啊，下一点雨啊，水一冲啊，这个啊房子就被冲走了，就坏掉了。
And when the rain comes, the floods come, the great is its fall.
啊，所以没有行道的信仰啊，是没有根基啊的信仰。
So a faith without action is faith without a foundation.
啊，如果我们把这个道理听了以后，确实在你的生活当中慢慢的啊去把它实现出来。
So after we hear the words, we will do them and have actions in our daily life.
所以我们的信仰啊就非常的有根基啊，而且那个信仰非常的稳固。
Then our faith will become very strong, and we will have a good foundation.
好像一栋房子啊，是盖在很坚固的磐石上面一样。
Just like a house that is built on the rock.
啊，有的房子盖在那个磐石上面。
Some houses are built on the rock.
我去那个山东的教会啊。
And when I went to the church in
啊，有一个教会啊，在那个山顶上啊，有一个大石头，他们房子的那个教堂就盖在那个。石头的上面。
There was a church that was built on the top of the mountain, on top of a rock.
他那个房子就很稳固啊。
And that house was very steady.
好，他说就是下雨啦，啊，水冲啦，风吹啊，一点都没有受影响。
So when the rain descends, the wind blew, it was not
下雨是从天上来的考验。
So rain is a trial that comes from heaven.
啊，这个风啊，有时候是一些异教诸风啊，啊，错误的一些道理啊，来影响你。
The wind can be referred to as the wrong teachings from other
denominations. 啊，这个水在冲啊，就是世界上的一些潮流啊，啊，会来影响你信仰的根基的。
And the water refers to the trends of the world that will influence your faith.
所以这个都是外在外来的一些考验。
And all of these are trials from the environment.
如果我们的信仰有根基，
if our faith has a foundation,
啊，你外在怎么考验啊，它一点都不会受影响。
No matter what the environment is like, you will not be influenced.
啊，但是如果信仰没有根基，
but if your faith has no foundation,
啊，随便啊，人家讲一些话语啊，你就受影响，就跟着这个异端的潮流就受迷惑了。
When other people have new teachings, you will be misguided and you will follow the trend.
啊，所以我们一定要在耶稣基督里面啊，在主耶稣的真道上能够扎根。
And so we need to build our foundation on Jesus.
啊，把神的道啊听了以后啊，在我们生活当中去体验啊，去印证。
After we hear his teaching, we need to be doers of the word.
啊，让我们有一个确实稳固的信仰。
So that we can have a strong faith.
他说，听了道理你不去行啊，就是自己欺骗自己。
So if you listen to the sermon, yet you are not doers of the word, then you deceive yourself.
好像那个瓦利赛人觉得说我道理很懂啊。
Just like the Pharisees who think that they know a lot.
啊，但是主耶稣说啊，瓦利赛人讲的道理你们要听，但是他们的行为你们不要效法。
But Jesus said you should listen to the teaching of the Pharisees, but do not emulate their.
因为他们是假冒伪善的。
Because they are hypocrites.
啊，坐在摩西的位上来教导人。
They teach you by sitting on the seat of Moses.
啊，但是自己一根指头都不动。
But they will not even lift one of their finger.
啊，所以把很重担的难担的重担就放在人的身上。
And so they gave you a lot of burdens.
啊，但是自己啊。一点都不动，一点都不实行。
But they themselves, they have no action.
啊，所以自己以为说啊啊，灵性很高，懂很多道理。
And so they thought that they have a very good spirituality, and they
啊能够讲，但是没有办法做。
So they can only speak, but they cannot do.
啊，就是假冒伪善啊！你既然行不出来啊，这些道理都对你就没有什么用。
So they are hypocrites because even though they can talk about it, they have no actions.
啊，有的人是编了一些理由啊，啊，不行神的道理。
Some people they will make up of excuses and not to do the words of God.
哎，这个圣经的道理都是古书啊写的啊，啊，怎么能够适应我们现在的社会呢？
So the Bibles are written some thousands of years ago. How can we apply it into our daily life?
但是我们知道，神的话是安定在天，直到永远的。
But we know the words of God will never change. It is set in heaven.
啊，有的人认为说啊，圣经的标准这么高啊，我们人怎么能够做得到？
And some people think that the standard is so high, we cannot achieve this.
所以有时候啊，就讲一些理由啊，而不实行神的道。
So they will make up of some excuses.
事实上，圣经里面说啊，神是信实的神。
But the Bible tells us God is faithful.
啊，他不会把那个我们没有办法担的重担放在我们人的身上。
And God will not give us burdens that we cannot carry.
所以圣经的神的道德标准很高，没有错。
So even though God's standard is very high,
那主耶稣自己做了。
But Jesus himself,
给我们留下榜样，让我们跟着他的榜样来行。
Jesus set us a very good example so that we can follow.
叫我们就是跟着他啊，慢慢慢慢的来学习。
And so we will follow Jesus step by step.
啊，我们就可以不断的一直进步。
And we can improve.
啊，虽然这个标准很高。
And even though the standard is very high.
啊，那神有给我们力量啊。啊，让我们有圣灵帮助，啊，能够很容易把神的道行出来。
But Jesus gave us the Spirit, Holy Spirit, to help us, so we can be doers of the word.
所以我们知道说，如果要用人的修养啊，很多是人做不到的。
So if we only want to rely on our strength, there are many things that we cannot accomplish.
啊，但是神教导我们一些啊，该做的道理，啊，他也是给我们力量啊，来帮助我们来行道理。
And but God gave us His strength so that He can help us.
啊，所以我们没有办法用各样的理由啊来推辞不行神的道理。
And so that's why we should not come up with excuses not to do His words.
我们看以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
二十节。
Verse 20.
以弗所书四章二十节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 20.
说你们学了基督，却不是这样。二十一节。
21.
你们如果你们听过他的道理，领受他的教训，学了他的真理。二十二节。
22.
就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。啊，这个旧人是因为私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。二十三节。
23.
又要将你们的心智改换一新。24节。
24.
并且穿上新人，啊，这个新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。这里讲到说啊，我们信主以前啊，跟一般人一样，放纵私欲，贪行各样的污秽。
And here it tells us, before we came to believe, we are just like everyone else that gives in to our desires.
啊，但是我们现在听到了神的道理，听到了主耶稣的道理。
But now we have heard the teaching of God.
啊，领受他的教训。
And we have received his words.
啊，学习他的真理。
And we have learned the truth.
啊，所以我们学习耶稣基督啊，这里有三个步骤。
So here are three steps.
第一个，听他的道理。
First is we need to listen to his
teaching. 第二个，领受他的教训。听了，你要领受他的教训。
After you have listened, you need to learn and receive.
啊，然后按照他的真理啊，一步一步来实行。
And to have actions according to his truth.
啊，所以我们呢，如果这样做的话，啊，就会渐渐的把旧人呢，啊，把它除掉，啊，慢慢的就更新，变一个新人。
So if we do this, we will get rid of our old selves and be renewed slowly to become a new person.
啊，所以慢慢行道的话，啊，就会慢慢完全，啊，要把耶稣基督的形象，啊，就把它显明出来。
So we will slowly be able to manifest the image of Christ in us.
啊，所以努力慢慢行到最后啊，说你活着就是耶稣基督。
So in the end, when you live, you are Christ.
啊，我们就让耶稣的完美的形象在我们身上彰显出来。
And you can manifest the glory of Jesus Christ in you.
啊，把耶稣基督活出来。
And you can live a life of Jesus.
哦，所以这个是听了道理，慢慢学啊，慢慢做啊，最后达到圣洁完全。
And so after you hear the truth, you will do them slowly, and slowly you will become perfect.
让耶稣基督啊成形在我们的心里。
And Jesus will be formed in your heart.
啊，能够彰显在我们的身上。
And then can be manifested on your life.
啊，有耶稣的各样完美的品德啊，柔和谦卑，充满着爱心。
And you will have all kinds of virtue of Christ, and you will be gentle and meek and full of love.
他说如果一个人、啊、听了道理不实行，就好像你照了镜子、啊、但是照了以后、啊、你就走开了，你都不管了。
So if you are someone that listen to the teaching yet have no action, you are like someone that have seen
your image in the mirror. 我们照镜子主要的目的、啊、就看看我们的仪容、啊、有没有整齐。
And so the whole point of looking in, on the mirror is to see if we are tidy.
啊，如果说我们发现说哪一个地方啊不完美，我们就要把它修饰一下。
And when you realize the imperfection, you will try and fix it.
啊，有时候看到我们衣服啊没有穿好，我们就把它整理一下。
And when you see that your clothes are not tidy, you will fix it.
啊，这样对我们才有帮助。
And so that is the whole point of looking in the mirror.
我们在读圣经学习道理也是一样。
Likewise, when we read the Bible,
圣经就是一面镜子。
The Bible is like a mirror.
啊，我们对照我们的行为，我们心思意念。
And so we will reflect our deeds and actions.
啊，然后看看我们哪些跟圣经的要求啊啊不一致的地方，我们就要来调整我们自己。
And we will look at how we can compare to the standards of God and adjust.
啊，慢慢的，我们就越修饰就会越完全呐。
And slowly we will become more and more perfect.
所以我们在学习道理呀、啊，我们很重要的只是你不可以批判圣经。
And so one of the very important points is you should not judge the Bible.
因为圣经是神的话。
Because the Bible is the words of God.
神的话就是要教导我们呐、啊，走在正路上面的。
And the words of God is to teach us to walk on the
path. 所以虽然有些道理你还不太懂，但是你要慢慢的查考，你明白。
So even though there are some teachings you do not really understand, but you need to study.
我们不可以说在读经当中啊去批判圣经，批判神。
And you should not criticize the Bible when you are trying to study.
这样对我们没有帮助。
Because it will not edify us.
啊，镜子照到你了，你觉得说啊照起来不好看，把镜子摔掉啊，你对你有什么益处呢？
And so if you look at a mirror and you didn't fix your blemishes, but you throw the mirror away, it will not benefit you.
你如果听了道理，但是你不照着就不照着做。
So after you hear the sermon, you have no action.
那、啊、这个你就对你没有帮助。
Then this will not edify you.
好像你用镜子照了以后啊，啊你就走开了，你也不管了，啊后来你自己的形象什么你都忘记掉了。
And just like after staring yourself in the mirror, you do not fix anything.
啊，所以我们学习了神的道啊，啊，就是慢慢的啊，求神帮助啊，把它行出来。
So after we learn the teaching of God, we need to slowly ask God to help us.
少年财主啊，他知道说啊，啊，要得永生很重要。
And the young rich man knew that it is important to receive eternal life.
那来问主耶稣说啊，良善的夫子啊。
So he came to Jesus and asked him good teaching.
我要怎么行才可以得永善？
What can I do to receive eternal life?
耶稣说你要守诫命。
Jesus said you need to keep my commandments.
他说这个诫命啊我从小就守了。
And the young rich man said I have kept them.
还要做什么吗？
What else do I need to do?
耶稣说你要做完全人啊，你把你的财宝财物啊变卖掉，周济穷人，来跟从我。
Jesus said you need to be a perfect man. You need to sell all your possessions and come follow me.
然后这个财主啊，忧忧愁愁就走开了。
And this young rich man walked away sorrowfully.
啊，当然，这个主耶稣不是说我们信耶稣的人呐、啊，一定要放弃所有的财产啊，这样才表示你比较虔诚。
And here Jesus, of course, is not telling us every one of us must sell all our possession.
而是不要把财物啊当做你的崇拜、你的依靠、你的神。
But we should not treat money as our God.
所以一个人没有办法服侍两个主人、啊、你要服侍神又要服侍财力。
Because one person cannot serve two masters.、
啊、所以不要把财物、啊、看得比神更重要。
So you should not look at your money as more important than God.
神给我们财物、啊、就是我们要去善用它。
God give us wealth so we can make good use of it.
不是要让我们做依靠，把它当做神一样。
We should not rely on our money and treat it as our God.
所以保罗才说啊，你们今生富足的人啊，不要依靠那个无定的钱财。
And so Paul encouraged us, for those that are wealthy, you should not rely on your money.
啊，你要依靠那个后世百物给我们享用的神。
You need to rely on the God that bestows us everything.
啊，你有了财物以后，你要多多行善，多多做一些有益的事情。
And after you have money, you need to do good deeds and to do things that are edifying.
因为这神给你的财物就是要让你来善用的。
Because God had bestowed you of these money.
不是买很多的财物在那里当作你的依靠的。
It is not for you to think that you have something to rely on.
让你在那边夸口的。
It is not something for you to boast about.
因为这个财物是神给你的。
And because this wealth is given to you by God.
所以我们不是依靠那个神赐的财物，而是依靠那个赐给我们万物享用的神。
So we do not rely on our wealth, but we rely on God who gives us everything.
所以啊，我们这些道理啊，我们要清楚，然后把它行出来。
So we need to understand these teaching and to be doers of the word.
说就能够在你所行的事上蒙福气。
And then you will be blessed in what you do.
这个行道的福气很大。
And these blessings are great.
我们看马太福音十一章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 11.
路加福音十一章。
Luke chapter 11.
我们看路加福音十一章。
Luke chapter 11.
二十七节
，verse 27。
路加福音十一章二十七节
，Luke chapter 11 verse 27。
耶稣正说这话的时候，众人中间有一个女子大声说：“怀你胎的和乳养你的有福了。”二十八节
，28。
耶稣说：“是的，没有错了，但是却还不如听了神的道而遵行的人有福啊。”主要是因为讲道非常有能力啊。
And because Jesus have great power when he speak.
众人听了以后都很受感动。
When the multitude heard this, they were greatly moved.
突然间有一个女人就大声喊。
And then it happened that all of a sudden the woman shouted.
怀你的胎啊，乳养你的人，这个人实在太有福了。
Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast that have nursed you.
意思就是说，哇，你这个妈妈实在太了不起了。
Which is to say that your mother is amazing.
能够生一个这么伟大的一个孩子。
She can give birth to such a great child.
所以乳养你呀，怀你的胎，乳养你的人，实在太有福气了。
So blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast which have nursed you.
没有错啦，人类当中只有一个人啊，可以把主耶稣生下来。
And it's right that only one woman can give birth to Jesus.
玛利亚说，万代都要称我是有福的。
So Mary say, throughout the generation, they will call me blessed.
人类唯一当中一个被神重用，成为神的器皿。
Because she was the only one, the only vessel chosen by God.
他为人类生了这个救主。
And he gave birth to the salvation Christ.
这样的福气实在太大，这是以色列所有的妇人，他们都是一直在期待的。
And so she gave birth to the Savior, the one that all the Israelites have been waiting for.
所以这个福气很大。
And so this is a great blessing.
主耶稣说是了，这个福气很大，没有错。
And Jesus says, indeed, this is a great blessing.
但是还比不上听了神的道又去遵守的人有福气。
But more than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
所以听了神的道遵守的人比生养耶稣把他抚养长大这个福气更大。
So you will receive a greater blessing if you listen to the words of God.
当然我们看到玛利亚本身她是得到双重的福分。
And we know that Mary had received double portion.
她也非常爱慕神的道，常常放在心里去思想。
And she loved the words of God, and she often placed them in her heart.
她说：“情愿了，神的话能够在我身上来应验出来。”
And she wanted the words of God to be fulfilled on her.
所以她的福气真的很大。
And so she is greatly blessed.
所以说，我们如果详细考察神的律法
，So if we study the teaching of God,
然后切实的把它行出来
，and to do them.
不是听了以后就忘掉了
，and we do not forget about them after we hear them.
所就在你所行的事上神的福气就随着
，then God's blessing will abide with you.
所以圣经里面说我们要把神的道存在心里面。
The Bible tells us we need to keep.
行在我们的生活当中。
We need to keep the words of God.
因为这个叫做生命跟平安的约。
And because this is the covenant of life and peace.
我们看箴言三章
Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言三章第一节。
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 1.
箴言三章第一节。
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 1.
说我的儿啊，不要忘记我的法则，你的心要谨守我的诫命。第二节。
2.
因为他必将长久的日子、生命的年岁还有平安加给你。所以我们不要忘记神的法则，不要忘掉神的诫命。
So we should not forget the law of God and His commandments.
啊，你诚心啊，遵守的话，啊，说神就给你长久的日子。
For if you keep God's commandment for length of days and long life,
把生命跟平安加给你。
And long life and peace will be added.
所以神对耶稣亚说啊。
So God told Joshua.
你要把律法书常常放在你的口里面，不要忘记。
You need to place the book of law inside your heart, lest you forget.
常常去思想。
You need to meditate them.
然后谨守遵行。
And to keep them and to do them.
那你就可以凡事亨通顺利。
And then whatever you do, you will be prosperous.
你无论做什么事情啊，没有一个人可以在你的面前站立得住。
Whatever you do, no one can stand against you.
所以我们啊，遵守神的道，神就让我们凡事亨通顺利。
So if we keep the words of God, then everything we do
在凡事上能够蒙福。
In everything we do, we'll be blessed.
所以我们看到主耶稣啊，带来恩典跟真理。
So we see Jesus brought to us peace.
主耶稣的话都带着权柄。
His words are with authority.
他怎么讲，你怎么做，福气就马上临到。
If you do according to his words, then you will have blessing.
他告诉一个瞎子说：“你到那个西罗亚族去洗。”
He told the blind man to go wash in the
Sirus. 他就乖乖的去了。
And the blind man went.
他这个洗起来说，一起来眼睛就看得见了。
And as soon as the blind man got up, he could receive his sight.
有十个长大麻风的人来求耶稣说：“你可怜可怜我们吧。”
There are 10 men with leprosy who came to Jesus to have pity on them.
耶稣说，你们去给祭司查看。
And Jesus told them to go and find the priest.
他们就照主的话就去了，就干净了。
So they went to see the priest according to the words of God and they were cleansed.
门徒整个晚上打不到鱼。
The disciple could not have any fish throughout the night.
主耶稣说，把网撒在右边。
Jesus says, cast your net to the right side.
彼得说啊，主啊，我们整个晚上都打不到呢。
Peter told Jesus, we did not.
但是我们就听你的话，我们就下网。
And so they listened to Jesus and they threw down their net.
结果一下网就网住满满的鱼呀。
And then I was full of fish.
所以说主耶稣的带来真理跟恩典。
So Jesus brought to us truth and grace.
有真理，恩典就随着。
Where there is truth, there is grace.
所以我们当把神的道理行出来，就在你所行的事上蒙福。
So we need to do the words of God, then you will be blessed.
现在圣经里面有很多的道理教导我们去做。
And there are many teachings in the Bible telling us what to do.
所以你不要忘记接待客人。
You should not forget to show hospitality.
有人不知不觉当中就接待了神的使者。
And unknowingly, someone had welcomed the angels of God.
那个当然是讲亚伯拉罕了。
So that was talking about Abraham.
但是我们看到圣经里面也有很多接待蒙福的例子。
But we can also see other examples of showing hospitality.
寡妇接待了。以利亚，结果让他们度过漫长的饥荒。
The widow welcomed Elijah, and Elijah helped them through the.
苏列牧人接待了以利沙先知。
And the Shunammite woman welcomed Elijah.
神是给他儿子，儿子死掉，又让他活过来。
God bestowed her a son, and even though the son died, it was raised up.
马拉基书里面讲到这个奉献的福气。
The book of Malachi tells us the blessing of giving tithe.
他说你要把十分之一送到仓库。
It says you need to bring your tithe into the storehouse.
你可以试试看神是不是打开窗户把福气降给你。
You can test and see if God will not open the gates of heaven and pour down his blessing.
本来说我们不要试探神。
We usually say we should not test
God. 但是神说你这个事情你可以做做看，试试看。
But God said on this matter, you can test him.
你可以做一段时间看看。
You can try and test him for a
while. 或者你的家人当中一两个做做看。
Well, one of two people in your family can try this and test him.
看看你照着神的话做，神怎么祝福给你。
And see how much blessings God will give you.
所以说你把神的道行出来，在你所行的事上，你就可以得到神的祝福。
So when you do the words of God in your daily life, you can experience His blessing.
啊，愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May God help us.
啊，让我们能够啊努力啊用心听道理。
So that we can work hard and listen to the sermon.
啊，来建立我们信仰的根基。
And to establish a good foundation.
啊，也在生活当中把神的道行出来，我们看到神怎么来祝福给我们。
And be doers of words in our daily life and see how God will bless us.
我们来唱诗436首。
Sing hymn 436.